One of the things we're proud of here at KELW is our people-powered journalism project called Hey Area. Everyday citizens write in with questions, and our reporters find the answers. We've answered questions like, where did San Francisco's tent camps come from? And why is the Richmond-San Rafael Bridge so long? But there's one topic that seems to inspire more puzzlement than anything else in the Bay Area. BART trains. BART writer and KELW listener Michael Mackin wanted to know more, so he wrote into Hey Area, and KELW's transportation reporter Eli Wertschafter went out to find him some answers. Here's Eli.
Every morning, Michael Mackin gets on BART with two bags. There's a satchel where he keeps all his work stuff, and a backpack where he carries his two adorable little dogs.
Cooper, look at me. Cooper, speak.
Cooper, speak. Cooper and Jetta are the most well-behaved pets you've ever seen, and they are totally chill commuting in a backpack. If only their owner Michael had such a pleasant time riding BART.
Yeah, I get to work and I feel like I've just gone through an ordeal.
BART hurts his ears. And see, Michael, he's more concerned about his hearing than the average person. It's because of something that happened to him when he was a kid.
As a child, like most kids, I loved swimming.
And one day he was swimming in a pool and he felt this pain in his ear. Turned out he had an ear infection and it burst his eardrum.
It was very painful and blood came out. It was not a very good day in my life.
He had to get surgery. They cut his ear most of the way off and then put it back together.
There was a fear that I would, might lose my hearing in that ear.
After that, Michael likes to be cautious about his hearing, especially on BART.
You know, it's like a giant with their hand on the giant chalkboard. It's really uncomfortable.
And that's the reason why Michael rode into Hey Area. It's why we met. It's why we ended up on BART together. He wants to know.
So can BART damage your hearing?
What?
I'm wondering if the loud sound on BART can damage your hearing.
Good question. So to find out, I went from one of the loudest places in the Bay Area to one of the quietest.
It isolates the patient from any movement or sound we make on the outside.
Dr. Xuan Lim is a clinical audiologist here at the University of the Pacific. We're in a silent room where she gives hearing tests to her patients.
Parents love this room. They always say, "Can I bring it home with me?"
That's because daily noise in the city can be a strain for anybody. When you're exposed to any loud noise,
BART or concert or restaurant, sometimes you may leave feeling a little deafer.
Dr. Lim explains that inside your ears, you have these little hair cells that pick up sonic vibrations. And if you hit them with a loud enough sound,
you can actually blow off the little hair cells from their attachment on the membrane.
Yow. Those hairs will reattach themselves, but only so many times.
I like to tell my patients, if you think about walking on a lawn of grass, when you walk on the grass bends, but the next day they're fine. But if you continually walk on that same patch of grass, it just kind of ruins the grass and the grass goes away. It's the same thing with your hair cells in your ear.
So being in loud places like BART every day can hurt your hearing. But how loud is too loud? Dr. Lim gets out the charts.
I knew you were going to ask.
She knew it. Here's the question. Michael rides BART for an hour every day. How loud is too loud for an hour?
So let's see here. If they give it to you.
Found it. According to NIOSH, that's the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, the safe limit is 94 decibels, about as loud as sitting in the back row of a Billy Joel concert. Louder than that, probably harmful. So, time to do an experiment. Dr. Lim and I leave the clinic and get on a train. We want to see if the average noise is less than 94 decibels.
So we're on the BART train and we're about to head through the tunnel. We have a sound level meter in my hands and we're going to measure the amount of noise exposure on the train.
Dr. Lim is holding a device that looks like a giant high-tech thermometer.
With a really big fluffy ball on the end.
It measures noise in decibels over time. Our plan is to ride from downtown SF to MacArthur Station in Oakland and back again. The train starts to get loud.
We got a new peak of 113.
113 decibels is a lot. But that's the loudest we got. The average was much lower. Remember, we hoped the average would be less than 94 decibels. And what did we get?
When we were underground, the average noise level was around 86 to 88. And above ground, anywhere from 68 to 76.
So, bottom line, based on NIOSH standards and our brief sample, BART is okay. But, says Dr. Lim, you're better safe than sorry. In her professional opinion, BART riders like Michael should protect their ears anyway.
Michael, if you are bothered by the noise and you're consistently on BART, I would definitely get some earplugs or noise-canceling headphones.
All right, so I brought this back to Michael, our question asker. Turns out he owns noise-canceling earbuds, and he wears them like a pro. Instead of drowning out the BART noise with loud music,
often I'll put the headphones in, and I'll turn the noise-canceling on, and I'll read.
But the noise of BART still bothers him, so Michael isn't satisfied.
Is there anything that we could do moving forward to quiet the experience?
What else can BART do? Well, they hear you, Michael, and they've been working on it.
We have found a way that it's going to prevent the loud screech that everyone knows.
This is Alicia Trost from BART. We're in the Hayward maintenance shop looking at a wheel truing machine. The machine basically grinds wheels the same way a potter shapes a spinning vase.
This will be the machine that will get the new attachments to cut the new profile.
The rims of the old wheels are flat. The new rims have a tapered design that helps them turn more quietly. But it will take 2 or 3 years to switch all the wheels to the new design. Until then, Michael is protecting his hearing as best he can. And so his thoughts turn to his dogs.
I often wonder too, whether I should be putting earmuffs on them. And they make earmuffs for dogs.
Should dogs protect their ears on BART? These dogs are like, ah, what noise?
And he doesn't seem to care. Not like his owner. I care.
In a BART tunnel for Cross Currents, I'm Eli Wirtschafter.